Hey, Realm's Apparel and Glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
As always, we'd like to thank our patrons, Courtney Jenkins, Petra Blomqvist, and Mother of Ferrets, for their support in making this series possible. We can't make this show without the support of our fabulous patrons. They truly do help keep the lights on over here at Realms Apparel and Glory. Without them, we would not be able to make the show in the way that it is. We're a truly independent production, and the only way that we're funded is either by ads or by Patreon support. So if you'd like to go over to patreon.com/lightandtragic and help us out, then you can get some really cool stuff like ad-free listening, bonus shows that we don't release on the public feed, and even more cool stuff like discounts on merch and other stuff. So again, if you want to help us out, head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. We'll see you there. Welcome one and welcome all back to Realms of Peril and Glory. My name is Zachary Fortescom and I will be your game master today. Joining me are four wonderful players, starting with Liz and going clockwise.
Hi, I'm Liz Campbell, and today I'm playing Margaret Holt, who is a sad werewolf.
Hi, I'm Grant Harrits, and today I'm playing Oliver Barker, who is a desperate wizard.
I'm Naomi Thixit, and I am playing Farika Monty.
Who is
a Monty? Who's a wizard?
Who is a Monty?
He's a seventh son of a seventh son, and he's got a complex family relationship, but it's fine.
Hello there, I'm Pip Gladwin, and today I'll be playing Declan Buchanan, who is an alcoholic private investigator.
Amazing. Today we are playing Liminal, a game by Paul Michener. If you want to check out the system, there is a link, as always, in the podcast description for any of the games that we are playing, so please do go check it out. We are now going to have our London fact. Naomi!
London facts.
So today's London fact is actually about vampires. Did you know that there is a vampire in Highgate Cemetery?
True fact.
1968, on the night of Halloween, a graveyard was desecrated, and flowers were taken from other graves and pointed in a big arrow to another grave that was open, and inside was a body that had been staked. And then after that, some murders happened, and everyone was like, oh my God, there's a vampire. And there were two blokes who were like really into the idea that they were both personally responsible for killing the vampire.
Oh my God.
And that feud continued until they died in 2018.
Wait, when did this happen?
1970.
Jesus.
I now need to know everything
Manchester
about
and
this.
Farrant.
That's wild. So last we left off in the game, our characters had visited the Sanguine Society, the single society that exists in Liminal London, and in fact in the entire United Kingdom, for vampires. You were looking for Jeremy Wallace, former member of the Council of Merlin, who had been turned into a husk, a person without their soul, unable to truly live again. Though they live and breathe, they can no longer be an individual. You found that Yamina Massoud was using Jeremy as some form of trade, attempting to make a bargain with the Sanguine Society. You quickly were told off for appearing and thankfully did not get into a fight with the oldest vampire alive, and the vampires essentially told you to get fucked. You then went and had a sad evening where you did sad things in sad places.
I mean, accurate summary.
We saw the second half of License to Kill. It wasn't that bad.
We had a dinner.
You had a sad dinner in a sad restaurant and nice. Were sad during it.
And there were doubles.
I
tried to be good.
You were very good. I loved it. You were also told by Yamina Masood to meet her at her law firm, Parker Miller. And we will now start if everyone is ready.
Yes. Yeah,
ready to rock.
We arrive first thing in the morning at Parker Miller, just near St. Paul's Cathedral. You all meet one another coming from your various locations, whether it be on the tube or on a cab.
I've called in sick to my data entry job.
You've called in sick to your data entry job.
I've called in sick. Oh, sorry, I don't have a job.
Oh, this is your job.
Yeah, but I'm the employer, so like sure. I don't make...
Declan can't come in today.
I've left myself a...
Excuse me.
No, 100% there is a... After the very sad dinner that we had, I went and got completely obliterated.
Yeah.
And I've left myself a voice message. It's like I wake up in the morning and like hit the button and it's like, don't go into work tomorrow, Declan. The only sadness waits for you. Sorry. Carry on.
Amazing. This is Declan's mother, and
he says he's a very sick boy.
Excuse me, this is Mrs. Buchanan calling from Scotland. Why do you never call me, Declan? Me and your father miss you terribly.
Anyways, you all meet one another outside of the entranceway to the Parker Miller reception. Is there anything that you would like to do before you go in?
Take some ibuprofen.
Declan's popping pills on the street.
I'm gonna finish smoking the cigarette.
I assume that Mag's kind of left. I assume at Pizza Express probably had like a couple glasses of wine.
Yep.
Which is the last time I saw Declan, and then I can predict what happened in the rest of the evening, and it's a bit sad. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Super sad. Yeah.
I had a great evening.
Yeah, you did.
Stella.
Perfect. Are you telling everyone about the second half of License to Kill?
So there's a drug dealer called Cortez, right? And Bond gets a vendetta against him.
You make your way into the entranceway of Parker Miller. Can I just get a general awareness check from everyone quickly as you enter this building?
13.
Just a 7 for me. 7. I'm feeling it.
9.
9?
I will say with a 13... You notice the staff are they're very chipper. They seem normal. It seems like this is a normal, regular human law firm. This is not like a place that deals with the magical laws of the supernatural world.
I've seen that podcast.
Yeah, it's not The Good Wife, but Supernatural. This is like a normal, regular law firm with normal, boring things happening. And with a 13, which is quite good, there is a corner office dedicated to Yamina Masood as you are shown in. You see that the only other corner office is dedicated to Hugh Parker.
I would like to come into the office, if that is what we're doing, and say, hello, Yamina. Or is it Caroline Miller?
So you burst open the door, you say, hey, Mina, or is it Caroline Miller? And she just kind of she looks up at you from her desk and just says, I'm sorry?
Well, it was worth a shot. I thought that was quite good.
Was it?
Well, okay, so there's two corner offices.
Big swings,
Monty,
big swings.
Two corner offices, one is Parker,
yes,
the other
true.
Way's got to be Miller, and we're looking for a Caroline who didn't turn up. So,
okay.
I'm Caroline.
Yeah, she's clearly Caroline.
I was the Caroline.
Yeah, she's Caroline.
But your first name's Yamina.
It's a fake name.
Well, that's rubbish.
You see that the corner office she's in is decorated with huge floral wallpaper. It's lovely. It's very tasteful and white. It's white and floral. The carpet is a thick, lush gray carpet.
Delightful.
And there is sofas and everything.
What does it smell like?
It
smells nice.
It smells like roses and like you see a gorgeous view of St. Paul's Cathedral out the window, and there's enough seating in there for you. She has a whole separate seating area to where her desk is. It's a huge office. Yes, and she kind of gets up and says, "Oh, you're welcome to join me. I take it you are the representative of the Council of Merlin."
I take it you're the woman who stole our member.
Well, not me personally, but yes.
Well, not you personally. Who then?
All in good time.
We don't have good time.
Yes, you do have good time because, frankly, nothing's going to change.
I've been sent here by some very difficult men to find out what has happened to our member.
Old, white, bearded.
That's the ones, yes. Five of them, each more bearded than the last. Mm. And I was rather hoping I could find out what would happen to him. We paid him a visit.
I'm very happy to tell you what happened to him.
Yeah, well, but then what happened to him?
Well, you saw. He was made into a husk by...
Why did you do that?
By who?
By... I do not wish to blow up the identities of the members of the Divine Sisterhood just for your casual amusement, but I will tell you it was a member of the Divine Sisterhood who made him into a husk for the purposes of making sure that he was, well, amongst other things, less fucking... She stops herself from saying the C word. Less of a prick.
I mean, we never got on, certainly, but no. I don't think it's worth brainwashing him.
If you knew him, then you'd know that he was a vile pig of a man. Let's see how I put this. Have you ever had a boss? You do know. You've ever had a boss who, made your life hell?
I'm here.
Imagine that on a large scale to people who did not deserve it. And then imagine that that person was having you make it worse for even more people in their lives. And then imagine that they are paying themselves exorbitant amounts of money that they did not earn.
I'm not here to discuss Jeremy's moral character. I'm sure he was a prick. Most of us are. But, so the Divine Sisterhood wiped him.
Yes.
One of your masters there?
Someone, yes.
I, like, throw a look at Monty.
So I got a hot little question, which is, who made you judge, jury, and executioner? P-Division already exists. Each bleeding society's got their own rules of doing things. But it seems to me like Divine Ladyhood wants to be doing all of it, all the time.
Declan, why don't you tell me how you got those horns on your head?
Strike one.
Thin ice, my dude.
I'm answering your question.
You mean that? Look, Nana likes you, and
yes, she does.
Often that's
Nana
enough.
Nana agrees with my tactics.
That's great, but I'm not me Nan.
Fantastic.
And I'm waiting for you to just, like, actually pony up and have the balls to get your shit together.
I will answer your question. Declan, how did you get those horns on your head?
I was cursed by the Queen of Hyde Park.
Why?
Am I being paid to reveal this information? No, fine. I used to be in P Division, you know that. I think you know this story anyway.
Yeah, I
don't know the story.
So I was an inspector in P Division, and a consort of the Queen of Hyde Park killed someone. It's a crime of passion, and the Fae societies tend to handle that kind of thing internally. Unless it's, you know, somebody very important, somebody from one of the other societies, etc., etc. This is just a guy. Just a student. Wrong place, wrong time. Never entirely found out what his relationship to the Queen's consort was, but, like I say, I don't think he even knew about the Hidden City. And, this bastard just killed him. And I wasn't right. So I went to the Queen's court, and I arrested him. The Queen told me that that was not a wise move and that I might regret making that decision. It was the right thing to do. Is that satisfactory?
So, what you're saying, Declan, is you, as a member of law enforcement, attempted to deal justice to those who had committed a crime, and the powers that be whether they be the Queen of Hyde Park, or they be the Sanguine Society, or they be the Council of Merlin, stepped in and put you in the position that you are now. And you wonder why we have decided that rather than put up with these overlords, we've taken the matter into our own hands.
You think you're bleeding Batman. That's the truth, isn't it? You think you're Batman and you think you've got it all sorted out. But look, people are already getting hurt and you think you can just like secrets and money your way through the entire fucking thing.
Yes.
It's quite a good plan, actually. That's what I've done.
What we've done is we've exposed a conspiracy to create vampire soldiers to protect, guess who? The Queen.
Wait, hold on.
Of Hyde Park.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Lizzie and her vampire beef eaters just...
Lost boss. I knew we were going to the Tower of London.
What you have done is you have exposed drugs that were being fed into the city by the Wolfsbane Pack, who are paid for and are employed by none other than the King of Wimbledon Common.
So what, is this a vendetta against the Fae?
You could put it that way. There's a personal history somewhere in there.
It's Batman, isn't it?
It's not Batman.
It's not Batman.
It's not Batman.
I mean, did someone kill your parents, yes or no?
My parents? No. My parents are well.
Well, look. Whose parents are dead?
Could I get an empathy check from you all?
9.
Nope.
7.
I will spend a will, put it to a 10, because I think I'm right about Batman.
She gives eyes to Declan at the mention of who died, before kind of concealing her expression again.
All right. What's the end game? When are you done? When are you finished?
It's not really about finishing things. It's about maintaining things, isn't it?
Look, she's got a goal.
We have a goal.
To be in charge, right? To run a fairer system.
We would love a fairer system to exist. Our leader does not seek to be king or queen. But we do seek to establish a fairer system.
How? You can't take privilege and the power away from the, at least the Fae. They'll never give that up. You're talking about a war. Even if they don't have their vampire soldiers, I don't know. You've got us, I guess. What else? You know.
What else do we have, Max?
I don't know why you're looking at me. Look, I get that you get angry with all this exceptionalism. I get angry with all this exceptionalism. I'm sure we all get angry with this exceptionalism, but you're just making more... Okay, not Oliver. He's really on board. Real keen on it.
Looking to become exceptional.
Yeah. Yes.
But this is it. You're just making
a new brand of
exceptionalism.
Susceptualism.
Yeah, Monty, that.
A new brand of exceptionalism.
It's got a good ring to it.
The branding of
it does, doesn't it?
Not against the fair system.
No.
Not against the fair system.
Neither are we, and that is what we strive to do. I'm not saying we have all the answers. You could help us.
We have.
We've already been helping you, whether we wanted to or not.
No,
well,
we
you
did
want,
accept payment
you did
for it.
No,
we've definitely wanted
well,
to.
Well, okay,
that's,
so
I,
we...
I don't think our actions yesterday helped.
No.
You're right. Like that was a one-off. Like that was.
And also that was
there.
Not for them because they didn't pay.
No, right, exactly. It wasn't a job for you, so doesn't count.
I think we've played around. It's been great. But I think it's maybe about time that maybe some looping in was done. Push a vase off that desk.
She gets an identical vase out and replaces it.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
She turns to Oliver. And what do you want out of all this? Because I agree, it's time to let you all into the fold. And what are you looking for?
You mean I'm going to speak candidly with you? The council are gunning for you. And not you specifically, but whoever's in charge of you. The Divine Sisterhood.
Thank you so much.
This is so far above my pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me here to kill the leader of the Divine Sisterhood. And seeing as that's not you, I'm worried. Because whoever's in charge of you must have a hell of an office. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not having a great day, if I'm honest with
you.
No.
Seems so like you've rather been sent in to do a job well above your status.
Yes. Yes, and apparently spy on some vampires, which I didn't do very well because I wasn't told I was doing it. My point is, I have to go back to my masters at the Council of Merlin and give them something.
Give them me. I'm the public face. Give them me. What will they do? They'll come for me and what? I'll die? I don't think so.
She's like, no, I can't die.
I worry they might send someone slightly more important than me.
Well, then how about this? You come work for us.
Hang on.
You could protect me, protect our interests, and tell me that you love the Council of Merlin and don't hate every fiber of their being.
Have you been to their room in the British Museum? It's very nice.
It's fabulous.
It's beautiful.
In fact, that is where our leader got her name, her nickname, I should say. She's called, and what you'll see her on every documentation that we have for her. She's called Maxime Bethonism. Some Latin bullshit means extreme witch.
I'm going to put it this way. I've just met you. Do you want a spy?
I'd love one.
So how about I carry on working for the Council of Merlin and we give them something? and I don't die before I walk out this office, and I'm not drunk by some fucking vampire. And I get to carry on climbing socially. I don't disappoint my dear old mother when I go back for Christmas.
How about this? I'll give you the mole inside of the Council of Merlin.
I was hoping to be very good.
There's already right. one, and you can replace them. You have a better vantage point, and you'd be on the council, or at least part of it.
I can spin that.
Who do you think got poor old Jeremy in the first place?
It's Carruthers, isn't it?
It's Polonius.
It's Polonius.
It's Polonius.
No, rather not.
No, no, Polonius isn't imaginative enough.
No. What do you say? Be a mole, I'll give you our mole. We'll make it all work.
Well, yes. Sounds ideal.
Oh, you don't... You don't have to...
I have no cards left to play. I have been told to go and kill the leader of the Divine Sisterhood, whose name means extreme witch in Latin.
It is a lot, isn't it? You...
I don't own my flat! Mags! I rent!
We all rent, it's London!
Yes! I'm trying to infiltrate the fucking Illuminati! I need something! I have no leverage! I can't go back to the estate because I'm riddled with nightmares. I'm so terribly sorry I didn't get a wink of sleep. I need something, so I am more than happy to backstab them. Yes. Because they have never treated me with an ounce of respect or offered me anything.
And they never will.
I don't know about that. I'm hoping they will.
Believe me.
No, hear me out.
Yes.
If I can get to a high enough position as a mole, then maybe
the
others.
Platinum.
Yes,
you'll
yes.
be the platinum.
Yes, Ivory yeah. platinum status.
Ah,
yes.
How much does that one cost?
It's more of a symbol than a number.
How many am I downline?
Yeah. This is fine by me, and I need something.
We pay well as well. Better.
Can confirm.
Let me guess, you offered them their day rate?
Well, yeah.
You know that Max is out at £190, and you do know it'll take a fucking bawling to get it out of them.
There are some administrative issues, yes.
You're like any large institution.
Look, you're clearly a competent wizard. You went to Oxford. You don't have to
study English!
You can convert to law or something. No, it doesn't matter. The point is that you... Look, you don't have to live your life being subservient to people, trying to seek your vengeance for whatever chip on the shoulder you have. I'm sorry. I keep looking at Yamina in a kind of awkward way. You can... You don't have to do this.
I roll up my sleeves again. Mm. And I've got those huge black veins coming down my arm. And, if the Council of Merlin find out that I've been practicing necromancy, I'm out on my ear. If I'm not burned at the stake. I am an excellent necromancer, and I am a piss-poor divinator. So I would love to practice the sort of magic I'm good at practicing. And I can't go get a job in sales. I don't want to go back to being normal. I don't want... I want to mess around in this world. This is who I was molded into. When my mother burned all those bridges. So this is what I've got. That's a damn sight better than getting a temp job.
Oh, okay. Look, this is all very complicated. And we all know that I don't really understand what's happening. But...
I've been on my phone for most of this meeting.
You're doing your Instagram story the whole time. Like
filming the whole thing.
You mean it was sued? Hashtag Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever Auntie Penny did in burning bridges...
I'm on your side. I'm on Nana's side if I'm on the side of the Divine Sisterhood.
You don't... doesn't have to be a side. You can just be my cousin and we'll figure it out.
I want a side.
He's chosen Monty.
I spent... the last 15 years of my life, not belonging anywhere. And now I finally have the chance to show those fucks at the Council of Merlin how powerful I can be.
When you're done spying and backstabbing and doing intrigues, there's always a second half of a Bond film. waiting for you when you want it.
Thank you, Monty. I will bear that in mind. And I'm sure this will not be the last time we meet. But Nana absolutely terrifies me.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so you know. Yeah.
Whatever you mean, it's like, yeah.
I mean, she frightens me, and I... I mean, I'm in a business relationship with a woman.
Do you have a balcony I can go and smoke on?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I excuse myself from the scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know we're about to have a conversation. I'm not trying to get out of it, but I think sort of watch Oliver, like, go outside, start smoking, and I'm like, okay, now we're talking. Okay. I really like a cigarette right now.
You would like to be let into the loop, let into the fold.
It's better than being out of it.
I mean, I think we're in it now, aren't we?
If you don't tell us, we're going to get ourselves killed. That's basically what's going to happen. Like, I'm not...
You're quite right. It's gone on long enough.
Or you're going to, you know, husk us.
Yeah, I don't want to be husked.
No, it's only those who deserve to be husked who are husked. How do I think...
Judge, jury, and
executioner. How do you think I have this wonderful office?
Sex and violence.
Built on the back of husks. All the carpet is husks, look.
I had 40 husks come in from overnight.
The chairs we've been sitting on are people. Oh, no.
Chancery law's very lucrative.
No problem, I love sitting.
Yes.
I am chair.
Our own Aaron Miller has gone on sabbatical for, I think, another 6 months or so, and then he will promptly return and resign. Of course, well, not resign, retire.
What did you do to him?
Same as what I did to the rest of them. I did that to him.
That's really vague. I wish there was, like, a little bit of detail in
I husked like... him, as you say. I did that because he was a horrible man. And this office is better for it. He was a tyrant.
Yeah, right, let's just get to the bit where it's like... Who's the real king of England or whatever?
Who's really in charge? What do you... I just don't understand what you want from us.
Oh, well, what I would... Actually, I think what I've been authorized to offer you is a retainer. You're right. You aren't on retainer for us. And I think we should fix that. And from there, I will arrange... Once we have you on retainer, once you are our team, I will arrange a meeting with yourselves and the Extreme Witch.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time she says Extreme Witch, there's a guitar sting.
Here she is. Here she is snowboarding in now with the back of a monster truck.
Get on it, James.
She does how about sick that? Kickflip.
And if you decide that you do not want to continue working on our behalf, then you are welcome to leave. All I ask is that you don't tell anyone.
You sign an extensive non-disclosure agreement.
Big old magical written in blood NDA.
Yes. That is what I ask of you. In fact, I have the contracts ready. And all that will happen is you will forget the identity of our leader. Nothing more.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I'm going to take this contract home. I don't think I should sign anything.
Without your Nana seeing it.
So you and the Extreme Witch... are trying to build up your own society to help address the imbalances of power that exist in the hidden world.
Just like every other society that's been founded. Just so we're clear.
Do you think every society that's been founded has been founded on the principle of making things better?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why the Council of Merlin came into being?
You don't... Okay,
listen. Totally not.
You don't believe that they came in to consolidate the power?
I would like to get a word in edgeways.
Okay.
You don't think that Sanguine Society popped up because all the vampires are getting killed? You don't think the Lambeth Collective is there because werewolves are being turfed out their homes? You don't think the Mercury Collegiate is here because there's other wizards who want to do things differently than the way that we do, and they're going to push us out? Everybody wants a piece of the pie, and all you're doing is just adding another fucking player to the game. That's it. And you, no offense, but you are deluding yourself if you think that you're here to bring justice and light to the world. And, you know, like, I need the money and we're going to figure it out. But, like, it is upsetting that you think that you're, like, God's gift to fucking wizards.
I don't believe that I'm God's gift to wizards. I really don't. What I do believe is that there are some very bad people out there who are skirting justice, and that those people deserve to be brought to justice.
Fine. You want to make a society, you want to make the world a better place, and what you want from us is to just meet the extreme witch.
That's right. The extreme
witch. Well, and I'll assume to continue doing the kind of work that...
And you will carry on doing the work that you've done for us previously, and you will be paid in the same way you've been paid previously.
Yeah, all right. I got an ethical qualm with the way of working and your internal moral compass.
Well, like, your grandmother is rather a part of our organization.
Yeah, she's well... Like, I... Nana's moral compass, I also don't fucking understand. But I'm also 17, so I figure maybe I haven't got everything quite as sorted out as I would like to believe.
So there is no way I could possibly understand the moral compass of a woman. So I am a 17-year-old boy.
All I know is eat hot nuggets and lie.
Monty, I appreciate your passion for this. I really do. It is important to have dissent. And we would not penalize you for it.
I'll sign. I'll meet. I'll do whatever you want.
You sign the paper and the ink burns itself into the paper. If you would like to carry on with this, if you would like to go, if you no longer want to be a part of this.
I'm going to take this home to Nana and just like, because if I've learned anything, it doesn't really matter who the people are. I don't really, can't seem to trust anyone. Sauce lads. Bit depressing, isn't it?
Get it. It's fine.
Declan, will you sign?
Sure.
You sign and it manifests. Enjoy your days. Unless there are any other brief questions I can answer for you, but I do feel as though perhaps my superior may be better placed.
I'd love a moment with Yamina without the others, if that is possible.
Yeah.
Maybe while Oliver is like, because obviously we want to clear that up. Maybe while Oliver is still smoking.
I don't think we need to do that on mic. That's all background. So yeah, Oliver's lighting a cigarette off his last cigarette as he prepares to again burn all of his connections with the magical society.
Let's fucking do this. this is who I am.
Mags and Monty, you step out of the room and you are left with Yamina.
Just while this is going on, I am raiding all of their like free little snacks. And tea bags in my pockets. That's
great.
What's happening.
No one in this office is going to stop you. No.
Nor could they.
I think Mags...
I'll have all the tea I desire.
Mags kind of steps even further. Like, I think I leave the office, I go outside, and I think you can tell she looks like she's about to cry. Like, she doesn't look very happy.
Your boss?
Hmm.
How... Look, okay, so... Latin directly translates as extreme witch,
yes.
So I'm going to guess quite powerful.
It wasn't actually a reflection of her power.
Okay.
Not that she isn't powerful. It was more a reflection of her goals.
So you're talking about a retainer?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're going to be, if not going after, then at least trying to disrupt what the Queen of Hyde Park is up to. Or at least what she and her associates are
correct.
Up to. And I'm in for that. How's your boss at breaking curses? Because I haven't done a spell in 5 years. And fuck the antlers, I don't care about the antlers. I can deal with the antlers. But you know I can see magic, right? I can't do it anymore.
I'm sure that's something we can at least look into.
I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
So we cut to outside near St. Paul's Cathedral.
I would like to rejoin a sad Mags, if that's chill.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am pushing a trolley with...
brim with chicken nuggets.
And one stunned legal clerk.
Stuffed to the brim with ketamine.
Yeah.
What's that in his mouth? It's an owl.
You're right, Mags.
Yeah. Yeah. Your cousin's a piece of work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's hard. I mean, the thing is about being a Barker is one of seven of you is really important and gets it easy. And then six out of seven of your kids, nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah.
And I'm well aware that I won the birth order fucking lottery here. And it does come with its downsides, but, you know, I got the good end of the stick. And I don't fucking blame him. I don't blame Auntie Penny. What's it like to be, have your younger sibling just be better than you all the time, everything, always?
I don't blame him either, actually. You know what? I'm pretty sure that he is right. You know, I went to university too. You know, I have a degree. I studied development studies because I wanted to help the world. And you know what? I'm stuck in this place. I'm stuck in the Hidden City, and I am working as a temp. This is the best I can fucking do, and I can't even hold that job down. I am not helping anybody at all, and he's right. We're not getting out. We're not getting out of this. So, you know what? You know what? Maybe the best we can do is just throw a lot in with the people who would have us and take any chance we have to make that change. And yeah, you know what? I think he's right. And frankly, I'm looking forward to meeting this witch.
Look, even if you're not changing the world or creating irrigation pathways that nobody's ever fucking heard of, I think you make me better. And I think you make Deck better as well. I mean, look, I'm stupid, he's miserable. And where would we be without you?
Well, I hope you guys stick around. You should sign that contract, Monty. And then I think I'm going to walk off.
As she walks away, I'm like, you sure you don't want to take a laptop with you?
Oh my God.
We move back where we began, in Bloomsbury, shrouded in the shadow of the British Museum. And we move slowly back in to that dark room. As you step in, Oliver, you place yourself in the center when suddenly all of the candles illuminate and the council sit before you. Have you accomplished your goals, Oliver?
And more, sir.
Ah.
Oliver's looking a lot better.
Okay.
Oliver's had a decent night's sleep.
Yes.
Oliver has a plan now.
Whoa.
And Oliver doesn't feel powerless.
Yeah.
In the way which he did before. So yeah, he's standing up straight. He's not shivering. Wallace, who I think all of us can agree wasn't much.
No. A wretch.
But he was a member of the council. He was associated, and we need to look after our own. Well, fortunately, he's fallen in with the vampires.
Is that so?
Mind wiped.
And we thought we had allies.
I perhaps it's a rogue element. I don't know. I don't wish to cast aspersion on them, but yes, they've got their fingers in some sort of pie, and they're dragging our boys in. I mean, I mean, stand to lose Wallace, but yes, it's the other thing. The Divine Sisterhood.
Yes.
You sent me after.
Yes, and you were successful in uncovering a member or two, at least.
Yes, unfortunately I was unable to eliminate their leader. I fear that may well be above my current pay grade.
Understood.
But, what was the name? Pollyanna Manning?
Yes, she is one of our few female members.
and indeed a member of the Divine Sisterhood. She sold out she sold out Wallace to those bloodsuckers. So everyone's against us. I'm terribly sorry. But not terrible news.
Not terrible news at all.
And the second member who spoke with you, this Benedict, who is possibly one of the harshest one, kind of turns to you and says,
I'm surprised that you've been able to do so well. Perhaps we considered you less than what you are.
Well, I never wished to make waves, you know. I always rather wanted to keep a low profile. Perhaps it's time things change.
Perhaps it's time you continue making waves.
And at that, we exit the British Museum. We travel out of London, and our story concludes. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yay!
Mystery three!
Starting with Grant and working our way clockwise.
I feel really bad about selling out Pollyanna. One of the two women who managed to finagle her way.
We'll never hire a woman again.
Yeah, clearly. Straight up though. Ooh. A hiring freeze exclusively on women. Starting with Grant and working your way clockwise, please, can you let the audience know where they can find you?
You can find me, Grant Howitt, on Twitter at GS Howitt. That's for two T's. You can also find all of the games I've written, because I am a game designer, at rrdgames.com.
I was Naomi Clark, and you can find me at Naomi Thinks It all over the internet, and you can find my show, hopefully the second season by now, at The Kilda.
Amazing.
I've been Pip Gladwin, and you can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter. You can check out Chapter and Multiverse over on the Rusty Quill Network. I'll be popping up in that. And probably like a bunch of other stuff, hopefully.
Yeah.
And I'm Liz Campbell. You can find me on the internet at Liz X Campbell. And if you like games and me, I'm in plenty of other games on Realms of Pale and Glory, so have a look through and check them out.
Yay! I've been Zachary Fortescom, your game master, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG, that is ZACKFG. The absolute best way to support the show is, of course, by heading over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. It keeps the lights on over here, and I think you get a lot of cool things in return, so please do check it out once again.
Do you ever say it keeps the lights on and the tragic off?
I've never once said that.
Oh, well.
I will have to do that in future. And you get a lot of cool stuff in return. So please do go check it out. Once again, that is patreon.com/lightandtragic. You can follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. And that is all she wrote, folks. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.